Chapter 6, Anticoagulation.
The final frontier, anticoagulation.
It is the question, to anticoagulate or not to anticoagulate. Because any of these patients, whether you do cardioversion and you do rhythm control, or whether you do rate control, all of them, you still have to consider whether or not they need anticoagulation.
Exactly.
And it's not a straightforward answer, nor are there perfect guidelines to support every single decision here, so it's hard and there's some art to it.
It is not logical, but it is often true.
So what it basically comes down to, Jess, in this decision, is balancing the risk of them having a stroke if they're not anticoagulated with the risk of them bleeding if they are.
Right.
And so you'll have very clear situations where a patient has a lot of risk for stroke. And we have a scoring system for that, the CHADS2-VASc score, which we'll go over. So you got a very high risk CHADS score. And then you go over to their bleeding risk. And we also have a score for that. It's called the Hasbled score. And we're going to go through that as well. And you find out that their risk of bleeding is very low. Then that's a no-brainer.
Right.
High risk for stroke, low risk for bleeding. You're going to anticoagulate
them,
right?
They're getting anticoagulated.
Okay.
CHADS2-VASc, Hasbled scores, you know, there's a whole bunch of these scoring systems out there. You get points and it's based on age and CHF and stuff like this. And we're not going to bother telling you because you can just go to somewhere like MDCalc and do it in real time. You're never going to remember it. But it is interesting, as Stuart said, that the higher your chance of developing a stroke from your atrial fibrillation is generally the same things that predict whether you're going to bleed from anticoagulation. It's a paradox. It's because, you know, older people with CHF and underlying diseases tend to get both of these things, right? They'll get AFib, but they'll also be more likely to bleed. But just check them out on MDCalc. Do not, right now, is this thing on? Do not try and memorize this.
And then, of course, you have the opposite situation where they have a very low risk for having a stroke. And that would be kind of a younger patient that doesn't have any structural heart disease with a normal echo. That kind of patient isn't as likely to have a stroke as an older, sicker patient with diabetes and all kinds of other medical problems. Well, that's a patient that you might not want to put on anticoagulation regardless of what the risk is, because they're just not at high risk of a stroke and you'll be leaning away from it. And if they have any bleeding risk factors, for sure, it's too risky. Where it really becomes challenging, Jess, is when the patient has a really high stroke risk.
Yes.
But they also got a lot of bleeding risk factors.
Yes.
And those are the times where you really need to sit down and do informed decision making with the patient and talk about these eventualities, because they got badness on both branches of the decision tree.
Right. And that's a hard conversation to have. You've just met the patient.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it feels like this conversation is better to have between the patient and their primary care doctor or their cardiologist.
Yeah, just remember that you play an important role in making sure that goes in the right direction. That extra phone call,
right,
that extra text message or whatever your system can do to help you communicate and coordinate, really important with these AFib patients.
So we're not going to go into all the details about what's in the CHADS2-VASc score and the Hasbled score, but I think it's important to note for the CHADS2-VASc score, if the score is zero, that's pretty easy. We're not going to anticoagulate them. If their score is two or higher, then in general,
usually,
you should,
unless there's a really bad bleeding
risk.
Right,
then you should generally anticoagulate.
Right.
It's that score of one. And right now, as we're laying down this audio in 2017, no one agrees what to do with the score of one right now.
Exactly right.